years ago, I watched the Nefesh B'Nefesh video, and the message that so many of the Olim Chadashim were saying as they were getting ready to go on the plane was, this is a dream I had. It's a dream I had for all my life, for 10 years, for 20 years. I feel that that's exactly where I am right now at this moment. I've dreamt it since Shana Aleph, 23 years ago. I hoped, I shared, I prayed, and I along with my wife, shared that message to our children, to our neighbors. The idea is that we belong there. And even if we're not there just yet, and even if we're 20 years away from getting there, that's home. It's where we belong. And so it's a pretty amazing opportunity to say that I have this chus, God willing, this week, to make aliyah and to move and live at home in Israel. On the topic of dreams, perhaps the most beautiful Shir HaMalos that ties into both dreaming in the land of Israel, Shir HaMalo B'Shuv Hashem et Shivat Zion Hayinu Kecholmim. It's the Shir HaMalo, so we talk about Shivat Zion, returning to Zion. And we say, Hayinu Kecholmim, we were like dreamers. What does that mean to be like dreamers? I want to share with you two beautiful explanations. One possibility is that the pain and all the suffering realize it was just a dream, because when Klal Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael for good, for real, Hayinu Kecholmim, everything that seemed so painful, all the suffering and everything that we endured for thousands of years of Galus, all the years of exile, Hayinu Kecholmim, it's just a dream. So we're going to wake up to a reality that is so different. Halavai, halavai, we should be zocha to that. But perhaps there's another answer. It's a beautiful answer I heard from Rabbi Galler of the University of West Hempstead, the name of the Sfas Emes. He says that when you live in reality, you're limited. You're limited to the scope of what you can see. You're limited to the scope of who you're with, because they have to actually be alive and present. That's to say that a person can live in this world and know their grandparents, perhaps, if they're really lucky, their great-grandparents. And on the other end, they might see their grandchildren, God willing, maybe even great-grandchildren, but that's all that they have. What's amazing about the land of Israel is that there, when we're able to see like you do in a dream. In a dream, I could go back 1,000 years to well before my time. And in a dream, I could fast forward into the future also. So many generations past. I could see what my descendants are, 7 generations, 10 generations, 20 generations. What is amazing about Shivat Zion, what is amazing about the land of Israel is, it is the only place on earth that a Jew can look and say, I have roots here. I have roots that are not just 50 or 100 years old. I have roots that go back thousands and thousands of years. My roots go back all the way to the days of Avram Avinu. But it doesn't end in backwards, but also in forward thinking. My roots here never end. In 100 years, in 1,000 years, in 1,000,000 years, this will still be the Jewish homeland. Whether we're there or not, even though we were out of the land of Israel for many, 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 many years, the land took us back after Bayis Rishon's destruction. And just a short few years ago, the land took us back a second time. It's the land of the Jewish people forever and ever. And that's Hayinu Kecholmim. We're dreamers because we know that our connection to the land is not finite, but it's infinite. And only in a dream could something be truly infinite. My bracha to everyone is that we should all have that opportunity. That if you're dreaming about the land of Israel, that your dreams should come true. B'shuv Hashem et shivat Zion, that each individual person's yearning to come back should be something that happens, and they should make it, and they should be able to call it home. And if it's not quite yet a yearning, then Hashem should give us that passion and that desire and that love for Eretz Yisrael. And I look forward to the day, Mirta Hashem, so very soon, that all of Klal Yisrael will be able to call Israel home. Have a great day.